The entire narrative that major Western media outlets have crafted around the migrant crisis is a complete fraud. Here's five things the media won't report about the refugee crisis. 1. The majority of migrants are not Syrian families fleeing from war and ISIS persecution. Of the 50% who claim to be Syrian, in some areas, 90% don't even have documentation to prove it. UN figures show that 72% of the migrants are men, with just 13% women and 15% children. Many of these people have nothing whatsoever to do with the Syrian refugee crisis. Once they reach the safety of countries that refuse to shower them with free cash, they head straight for the welfare havens of Sweden and Germany. Why is the media ordering us to accept these people in the name of feelings and humanitarianism when most of them aren't even fleeing war? They're fleeing to a higher standard of living, which will be funded by European taxpayers. 2. Major TV news networks will only broadcast footage that shows the migrants in a positive light.
Look at these smiles.
Smiling, laughing children, happy mothers, exuberant fathers, the tragedy of the drowned Syrian boy, the truth about which was misreported for days in order to elicit unquestioning sympathy for the migrant invasion. What they won't show is migrants hurling rocks at Hungarians, stealing from charitable Europeans, assaulting old ladies, smashing up towns, or chanting Allah Akbar. They won't broadcast images of jihadist rebels who fought with Al-Qaeda and ISIS-affiliated groups arriving in Germany as migrants. Why is the media hiding the kind of footage that would sway public opinion on this issue, unless they're complicit in the cover-up? 3. In the name of tolerance, we're being told to open the floodgates for waves of people who are completely intolerant of Western values and liberal principles. Since Sweden opened its doors to mass immigration, rapes have skyrocketed by a staggering 1400%, with most of the culprits being migrants. The problem of no-go Muslim ghetto areas, where police, ambulance and firemen are attacked by mobs, continues to worsen across Europe. Last month, 4 major welfare organisations in Germany warned that Muslim migrants were raping women and children at a camp in Hessen. Did you see CNN, BBC or Sky News cover this? No, they were too busy obsessing about a Hungarian camerawoman who tripped someone up. Did you see them report on a school in Germany, which has ordered girls not to wear shorts so as to avoid being raped by migrants located at a nearby gymnasium? Why is anyone who even questions the logic of allowing millions of people from a completely different culture to flood Europe with no assimilation plan whatsoever immediately denounced as a racist or a xenophobe by the media? 4. EU countries are exploiting the migrant crisis to import huge numbers of people who will eventually vote for more big government and more EU bureaucracy. The claim that Europe needs huge numbers of immigrants for cheap labour is a complete myth. Look at Sweden. 58% of welfare payments go to immigrants. The Czech Republic, which didn't open its borders to mass immigration and maintained a stable population for 100 years, is the fastest growing economy in Europe. Why aren't European countries incentivizing their own populations to have children, not lowering the drawbridge to an army of welfare scroungers and potential jihadists? 5. The migrant crisis would not exist in the first place if NATO powers hadn't armed and funded jihadists to topple secular governments in the Middle East and North Africa. Instead of spending money on bombs and guns to fuel civil wars, let's invest in infrastructure and help raise the living standards of these poorer countries. But instead of pointing this out, the media is now using the migrant crisis as an excuse to push for further military intervention, which will only exacerbate the refugee problem. Why have major Western media outlets insisted on excluding all of these factors from their coverage of the migrant crisis? My previous 2 videos on this issue have received a combined total of 6 million views on YouTube and Facebook. Clearly, there's a huge appetite for someone to tell the truth about what's actually going on. Let me know what you think in the comments below. Check me out on Twitter at Prison Planet. Subscribe to the channel. I'm Paul Joseph Watson for Infowars.com.